Tom Bernard is the newly reelected mayor of North Adams, Massachusetts. As he prepares for a second term in Berkshire County's second city, he tells WAMC that he's keeping his eye on a few key issues: infrastructure, the city's finances, and how to best invest the city's money.
Infrastructure is part of it, but it's part of a larger term look at our finances writ large. So what does our five-year projection look like? What are our assumptions about revenues and expenses over the next couple of years? And then how do we, using that, make some decisions about where we make these capital investments? Because we do have a big backlog of deferred maintenance. School infrastructure is a big part of it. The public safety building remains a huge part of it. You know, we've got the roof project in process, but again, that's a Band-Aid on a building that needs to be fixed or replaced.
So you've prided yourself on your long-term thinking about North Adams as far as its financial future, as far as putting together these five-year plans. You know, looking into those plans, where are things at with North Adams? Is it a strong economy right now? Are you concerned about things?
You know, you're always concerned. We're in a really good place. Our budget's in solid shape. We've got a good team. The revenue picture can always be better, but it's solid. You know, home sales continue to be robust, but you know, you never take your eye off the ball because it's, you know, it's fragile. And that's not even talking about factors outside of our control. Talking about there's a lot of predictions that say the national and global economy are due for a downturn, and you know, how do we weather that if these things are cycles and when it happens.
There's been a lot of conversation in Pittsfield, your neighbor to the south, about the use of free cash and building reserves. What are the state of North Adams reserves? Do you feel like you have a piggy bank for a rainy day or something much grander like a recession?
Well, we have solid reserves. We've built them up over the past several cycles, you know, even prior to my time. We did use a little bit of our reserve this year to close out the budget. I certainly, you know, have the same perspective that we see in Pittsfield, certainly the same recommendations from our auditor about wanting to build those as much as we can, and then not using them quickly, you know, using them for true, rainy day or emergent needs. Because that's, I mean, you build reserves to use them when you have a need, but they spend fast like anything else.
So one big new source of income for the county has been marijuana. I'm interested, you know, North Adams has taken steps towards bringing in its first legal dispensary. Where are we in that process?
So my understanding is that the paperwork for the first dispensary, the one that would be over in the West End, is materially complete. So, you know, I'm hopeful that at the next meeting or one of the upcoming meetings of the Cannabis Control Commission, they'll get their provisional license and then be able to start, you know, swinging hammers and doing the work on the building to get open early in 2020.
As far as the use of those funds on this end, do you have any sense of how North Adams would want to divert that money raised from marijuana sales into various city coffers?
You know, we've kicked around a couple of possibilities, but I haven't settled on what the best recommendation is yet.
So all of this work has to do a lot with your relationships on the state level with representatives from the area. You know, you work primarily with in the state house, John Barrett, the former mayor of North Adams, and State Senator Adam Hines, who covers Berkshire County, among the many communities he covers. What are your relationships like with these men, and how does it translate into successes for North Adams on Beacon Hill?
Well, you know, it's always good to have good partners, and North Adams has been incredibly fortunate, you know, going back as long as I've been around, to having really good, solid people in the state house. Representative Barrett picked up from Representative Caridi and has been, you know, a strong advocate for the city. Senator Hines is a solid partner, and working with them is invaluable. I mean, it's essential to success. And the other side of that is I have very good relationships with the administration as well. I have a good relationship with the Lieutenant Governor and the governor and their team. And they really do have a good, solid, responsive team out here in Western Mass. And I should say, in addition to our state delegation, you know, we have really good partners in Washington, in Congressman Neal, in Senators Markey and Warren. And again, folks who are terrific advocates on their part, but also have really fantastic district staffs.
So coming into the new year, what issues do you want to be at the forefront of the state and federal delegations that work for North Adams?
The state made a big move in education funding, and we won't see quite as much of it as Pittsfield will, but continuing to focus on education funding, infrastructure funding. I mean, we're going to need help again with a project like a public safety building. It's really tricky because sometimes it's lower income communities that have the greatest need also have the least resources to address some of those things. So finding ways to look at those priorities. One of the big things is continuing to move the needle on downtown housing, which isn't a city project exclusively, but something where we need to partner with developers because there's an appetite and there's a hunger for that. And then, housing is what will revitalize the ground floors and the upper floors of some of the buildings that we have downtown and really continue to bring, energy and vibrancy to Main Street.
So with this new cast of characters coming to the city council chambers in just a few weeks, there's only really one brand new councillor in Jess Sweeney, but have you taken the temperature of what that conversation might be like? Obviously, there's been some back and forth with this current incarnation of the council. Are you optimistic about the next round?
Yeah, well, I am very sorry to see the three members who are leaving going because they're all, really solid councillors. I think we have two veteran councillors coming back to the council, so they won't have a learning curve, so to speak. And then I think the perspective that Jess will bring as a new member to the council is tremendously exciting. I imagine that this council will have its own personality just as the last council did, and we will, find our way to work together.
So on that note, I know there were some rocky moments in working with this current council. As far as yourself as the leader of the city working into that role, do you feel like you've learned a lot with the first term? And what do you want to bring to this second round of working with the new council?
You absolutely learn. And I think I've said this before, you learn every day about how to advance your agenda, how to work collaboratively, and how to balance both, over and under communicating, because certainly there are things where I have taken the lead on in my first term where I look at how other mayors and other leaders operate, and those are really things that staff carry. So I'm gonna think about what are the agendas and the initiatives that I want to focus on, and then what are the things that should be carried forward by department heads primarily with me. Supporting them, providing direction, setting agenda, but not necessarily being front and center on everything.